Bentonite has been a hot topic of late in southern Humboldt, ever since the confirmed spilling of bentonite drilling slurry into Redwood Creek in the South Fork of the Eel River at the end of May. Since then, many state agencies have been involved in a seemingly rotational fashion. At varying levels, Caltrans, California Fish and Wildlife, California Water Boards, and law enforcement have all been involved. The bentonite slurry came from state-regulated and commissioned projects as part of the Last Mile Fiber Optic Broadband Initiative. However, that did not keep many of our state agencies from placing responsibility into our county government's lap. Multiple state agencies, including the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, have pointed to Humboldt County as taking the lead in the current investigation, along with serious and ongoing investigative efforts by the North Coast Water Board, who are still working diligently on this case. Peter Tillis, information officer for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, told KMUD News in an email on June 9th, quote, CDFW's law enforcement division was among the first to respond to the situation and is still involved in the investigation. However, I'm told that Humboldt County and the Water Board are the lead entities investigating the spill/dumping and any environmental impacts. But this is where things get complicated. Bentonite drilling slurry is not a toxic substance and doesn't fall under a traditional understanding of environmental problems. When KMUD News was directed to contact the county by state agencies, we first got in touch with Humboldt County's Department of Health and Human Services and their Environmental Health Division. On June 9th, we received the following response from DHHS. Quote, with no acute health risk, DHHS's Division of Environmental Health is no longer actively involved. I'd suggest reaching out to Planning and Building to see if they're involved. And so, we did. And the hot potato of what originally seemed like an environmental issue caused by projects overseen by the state of California was handed to Humboldt County's Planning and Building Department. Today, June 11th, we spoke with the Humboldt County Director of Planning and Building, John Ford, to learn more about his department's current role in the bentonite spill investigation. Alrighty. Well, thank you, John, for coming on today. I just would love to know any information you'd be willing to share about the current status of the bentonite spill investigation and any part the county is taking in that process.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, April. As you probably know, the county started looking into it this week and found that the release of the drilling waste did constitute a violation of county code. And so based upon that, we wanted to work with the contractor to find a solution of where the drilling waste could be appropriately disposed of. But if not, we were prepared to issue a stop work order. And we went down to meet with the contractor, I believe it on Tuesday, and have a conversation about how that could work. And they at that time didn't have a solution and had stopped work. And so we went ahead and issued the stop work order. And that is where things stand right now. What we're really looking for to lift the stop work order is an appropriate mechanism or a plan to dispose of the drilling waste. And obviously it shouldn't just be dumped out on hillsides where it can run into water bodies or placed in sensitive environments. And that's a lot of Humboldt County. So we really haven't heard back from the contractor since Tuesday. And so we are just waiting to see what they choose to do and what they choose to propose.
We'll keep in touch with John Ford and the Humboldt County Planning and Building Department to see when the conditions of their stop work order are met. KMUD News has tried repeatedly to contact Direct Drilling, the Oregon-based company who is doing this work and transporting the bentonite slurry to dump sites, but we could not get a response. We also received new information from the North Coast Water Board today, June 11th. Their statement reads, quote, The California Water Boards, in conjunction with state and local agencies, are investigating a white plume discharge observed in Redwood Creek and the South Fork Eel River in southern Humboldt County. The material is believed to be a drilling slurry consisting of bentonite, water, rock, and sediment associated with fiber optic installation activities. Property owners in Garberville, Redway, and surrounding communities are urged not to accept, stockpile, bury, or dispose of drilling waste on their property unless all required permits have been obtained from the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Accepting or disposing of drilling waste without proper authorization may result in environmental impacts and could expose property owners to liability for cleanup costs under state and federal law. Anyone who is approached about accepting drilling waste or who observes suspicious disposal activities should contact the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board at 707-576-2220 or northcoast@waterboards.ca.gov. The investigation remains ongoing. End quote. We followed up this statement with a series of questions for the North Coast Water Board. We wanted to know more about additional drilling projects in southern Humboldt for the last mile fiber optic build-out, and whether other property owners had accepted dumps of bentonite slurry. Kason Grady, supervising water resource control engineer for the North Coast region of California Water Boards, responded by stating over email, quote, "Our investigation is ongoing, including to determine if other property owners accepted the waste material. We have neither received any applications for disposal of these drilling wastes, nor have we issued any permits for that disposal. Given the known disposal at the Bryceland property and potential disposal at other properties, we felt it is important to notify landowners of the importance of getting appropriate authorization for waste disposal from water boards and the county. We welcome any information that the public may have about any other disposal sites or about this incident." End quote. KMUD News has also contacted Caltrans to get their side of the bentonite investigation, but are still awaiting an official reply. This story is an immense web of state and county agencies, locations, property owners, and multiple state-contracted businesses and subcontractors. The actual scale of bentonite slurry dumping in southern Humboldt is unclear at this time, including whether additional projects and properties are implicated. It will likely take a lengthy investigation by the North Coast Water Board to find the truth. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.